for VWA Mobile.
Send for HHC Mobile.
PC, K4 VWA, did I get your call correct?
Call is November 4, Hotel Charlie. Is this Steve?
Yes, sir. This is Steve from over at Inman. How are you? Who have I got?
Whiskey Alpha Romeo Echo November. We're over here on Taylor's, just a little bit off of Wade Hampton in the Taylor's area. Over.
Roger. So how are you doing today? Man, I tell you what, the day started off kind of cloudy and overcast in Inman, and now it's really turning off to be a nice sunglasses kind of day.
No, I think we even had just a little bit of rain. Maybe I didn't see it rain, but it looked like it might have rained earlier this morning. But the weather forecast was not saying rain, so I don't really know. But anyway, I'm running a couple errands, so that's what I'm doing out today. Over.
In the crowd, I'm out doing a couple of little things. My wife gets. I'm semi-retired, so I come and go as I please. And my wife has given me my honeydew expectation for the day, and I'm trying to complete it by running down to Greer's back real quick. So, yep, a little bit of runabout.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, no, I mean, I could be retired, but I have my own business and do IT services for small businesses. It's going well, and so I don't see any need to pull the plug. So anyway, I still work, but keeps me busy and keeps me out of trouble, I guess. A couple weeks ago, though, I put up my tower, so I'm pretty happy about that. I still got to connect the coax. I haven't done that yet. Over.
Right. So, how many foot? What kind? And what you got at the top?
I've got 60 feet of tower, but I just couldn't see myself doing that. So I only put up 30. So I got 50 feet, and I got another 10 foot mast on top of that. So I've got a three element high gain tri-band, and I've got a 11 element 2 meter pushcraft at the very top. So that's what we got. Over.
A winning combination. So have you got a rotator on it?
I'm going by the shadow here of Paris Mountain, so I don't know if I'll be able to make it clearly here for the next couple miles, but rotor and control box, and so that's all working. I've tested it all out, and I've hooked up the beam and hooked it up to my antenna analyzer before I put it up. It's really really happy with SWR on
it. It's great. Now, you and I are sort of similar now. When COVID started hitting, I do medical x-ray equipment, medical imaging, and when COVID hit, it just pretty much stopped any marketing, stopped any, you know, sales calls in offices. Hey, I'm doing fine without any of that. And I'll tell you, right now, I do about 20 hours a week, and I get to pick and choose who I deal with, because the ones that were poor payers have been told that your services are better served somewhere else, and I don't have to deal with them anymore. And it's just working out great.
For you, yeah. Now I've got a pretty loyal client base. I'm really happy with my my customers, and they've been a good group. From time to time, you get some that aren't as reliable as you would like for them to be. But it's interesting. The larger the client, the more difficult it is to collect from. So, yeah, that's the way it goes.
I know exactly what you mean. I used to do business with what used to be the Greenville Hospital System, and I just finally got to that point where, you know, they would call and say, well, you need to bring us such and such, and I'd say, well, you need to pay your bill. Oh, well, that's up to another department. They pay the bills. We do the ordering, and you need to get that over here as soon as you can. I said, okay, well, you're COD. Finally, I just cut them loose and said, hey, I'm tired of begging for my money after 120 days, so, you know, you folks can take a hike. And they did, and now they're, well, I hope it's better than it used to be, but, hey, they can mooch off somebody else's money.
I understand all that. That's the way it goes. I've been very happy with working with small businesses. That 95% of them don't have any kind of quote IT department. You know, you personally would be on all the good relationships there. It's been good. God's been very good to us.
A good long run. Yeah, I was in the medical X-ray business since 1976, and yeah, it's been a good long run for me too. Wow. Okay, do you still have me?
Yeah, I do. I'm up on top of Piney Mountain, so I should be doing better than when I was down at the foot of it.
Yeah, you're in there pretty solid now. Yeah, it got scratchy there for a couple minutes, but yeah, you're back up solid now. Well, so I just put up a different antenna. I've got a 50-foot tower. And did a little engineering and made it a tilt-over with a winch. And I just recently changed out my rotatable dipole, and I put up a Mosley TA-33 full house. And, man, that thing is sweet. The only problem with it is I don't have 80 or 160 on it, so I got to figure out something there.
Quite the beam that had 160 on it. I'd really like to see that. It'll probably acquire more or require more yard space than what I've got. I've got about 9/10 of an acre where we are. And, of course, no, I don't have any homeowner restrictions. I'm not in a kind of development, but I've been pretty happy with it. I gave it a good workout last Saturday. Ran the coax just into my shop, and I had a great time seeing where all I could be heard. Just broadcast the FT8 digital signal, and it and you can look on the website and see everywhere you've been heard. So that's pretty neat. This is N4HAC.
CWA, yeah, listen, about 2 months ago, maybe 2.5 months ago, right after I got that Mosley up, I was working FT8, I think for about the second time on that thing, and it was the first time I'd ever been in the middle or the central point of an FT8 pileup. Man, I had people beating my door down from Japan, Indonesia, and from Taiwan. I made like 25 or 30 contacts in about an hour or hour and a half, and man, I don't know, everything, all the combination just fell into place that morning, and I tell you, it was fun.
I definitely need to get back in it. I've been out of the FT8 for quite a while, and I need to get my skills honed back up and make sure I'm using the latest software and all like that. But I'm thinking about inviting a couple guys over from church. We've probably got about six ham operators in our church. Thought about seeing if some of those would like to check out some digital communication techniques. And anyway, I'm pulling up here at a client, and great to talk with you, Steve, and trust you get everything squared around there and get all your errands done. So let me say 73s, and we'll shouldn't be here very long, but I'll be a little bit. KN4VWA? That doesn't sound right. N4HHC.
N4HHC. Enjoy the ride along. KN4VWA. Clear. And if you take a notion, try to hit me when you get back out, because I'm headed down here to Target and then out and about. So I may be on here. Give us a holler. KN4VWA. Clear.
73. N4HHC.